We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. So good to be with you on a Friday here. A lot of balls in the air. We'll talk with Ian Smith, one of the co-owners of the Attilus Gym over in Belmar. Who is it? Was it the state of New Jersey, the Belmar people? And how do they do that when there's a pending legal action in court determining the validity of these $15,000 a day fines? Plus, as I understand, they seized over $165,000 from their bank account, and it appears to be the state of New Jersey. It's endless. Murphy cannot let this go on. That's what this is about. It's about squashing anybody who is this public, has this much cachet with Fox News and the rest. So, fresh off Fox News, let's talk with Mr. Ian Smith here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ian, welcome back and Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy New Year, and thank you for having me.
Well, I saw you with Tucker again last night, and it's shocking but not surprising, I think, that the state of New Jersey would do what they've done. So what is it exactly, what is it that happened here?
Well, we are in the middle of ongoing litigation in regards to not only the fines, but several other matters. We have an open lawsuit against Governor Murphy and Judith Persichelli, the health department. We have 80 municipal and criminal summons to handle. We have a health department shutdown that we are fighting, and we are also fighting to get our business license, which was taken back without due process. So, essentially, in the middle of ongoing litigation and in the middle of an appeals process against those fines, Governor Murphy took it upon himself to empty out every penny from our bank account in the middle of that process. And what that is a clear and effective attempt to kill us in the water. Our lawsuits have merit, and they're going to be heard by the correct judges. And Governor Murphy knows that. And These fines, in the first place, are absolutely out of control. Judge Robert Lugi is absolutely out of his mind, and he's not reading the law. The law states that the fines are, and I quote, to be a sting, a punitive sting for businesses that are not complying. Fining a gym $15,497.76 per day is not a sting. That is an attempt at a death blow. So these people don't have public interest in mind. They're interested in control and proving a point. So,
well, what would you say if the other side said that the argument is this? Look, you are a real threat. You're an enemy of the state. You guys are very, very good on TV. This is a story where people have heard this. If you get away with it, there are going to be thousands of others who are not as good. They're going to rise up. And last time you were on, Ian, you told us, too, to your credit, you were helping to organize these others when they get hit by this. So you're a big enemy.
Absolutely. That doesn't give them the right to use governmental power to punish citizens, though. That's not the way democracy works, and that's not the way the American government works. And I think that these politicians have gotten a little too big for their britches. They do not have the disposal or have the power of the state at their disposal to settle disputes that they have with individuals. They are their job and their only job is to serve the people. They are not serving the people. Governor Murphy has not protected anybody in New Jersey. We have the highest death rate in long-term care facilities. As of right now, there are 428 facilities in New Jersey still with active outbreaks. And this is how he chooses to spend his time by bugging me and Frank and our business and trying to deal a death blow to us when, as of today, we have over 107,000 visits to the facility and not one single outbreak has been linked to our facility. We have detailed records of every single person that has ever been here. And we've proved him wrong that small businesses can operate safely and that there is no need to shut down small businesses while you allow big business to carry on like nothing's like there is no pandemic.
And you know definitively, because I've heard you on this point, that it is the state of New Jersey. It's not Belmar that did this. Is it the office of the Attorney General, or who is it? Without notice, it just takes away your bank account.
The attorney, so Tucker Carlson's team actually reached out to the Attorney General, Gerber Gual, and he denied it yesterday. But I have the bank statements that says a New Jersey execution in the amount of $65,000 and some odd dollars, the money was taken. So that not only do they know they're not supposed to be doing these things. You know, there's ongoing litigation and there's an appeals process. And this money is not, it's not money that we raise from our memberships. We haven't charged our members a single penny since April 1st, since we originally shut down. This money is donations. And this money is T-shirt sales, and it's fundraising in order to keep us open and to keep us fighting legally. So it's an interference with our right to counsel, which is a gross violation of our constitutional rights. They know that they're doing it.
Yeah, so Ian Smith with us from Matilla's Gym. So, Ian, what do you need from people now? What will you do then if you fundraise? What are you going to have, Bitcoin or something, so the Attorney General can't get at it? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, we're exploring several options. We're exploring a private trust fund, but as of right now, we empty our bank account every single day, and we pay for things. We pay for things with cashier's checks, money orders, and we keep a detailed record of all of the donations and all of the money that we bring in from T-shirt sales. And we're just doing it the old-fashioned way. You know, if they want to play hardball, then we'll play hardball. But they're not going to take us out of the game, and they're not going to destroy our business over a dispute about COVID. When there are much bigger things to worry about. You know, it's very clear at this point that Governor Murphy is intent on putting Attilla's Gym out of business. And I can make it very, very clear that will not be happening under any circumstances.
If people are supportive, what do they do? Where do they go? Is there a website? What do they do?
So if you're interested in one of the best ways to support is a non-financial way, is just sharing the story. It helps us every time people share it on social media, every media appearance. People get to hear what's actually happening. They get to hear the truth, or at least our side of the story. So if you want to help out in that way, my Instagram or my Twitter or my Gab account, it's all the same thing. That's Ian Smith Fitness. Just share the story. It's a huge help. But if you're interested in contributing in some way financially, you can go to www.theattilisgym.com. And Attilis is spelled A-T-I-L-I-S. On there, we have a merchandise store where we sell out T-shirts and hoodies and stuff like that. And then there's also a link right on the main page to our GoFundMe, and some people just choose to do that.
Can they get at the GoFundMe? Is that protected?
I'm sure that they've tried in the past. You know, they may try again. But what Frank and I have gotten very good at is just rolling with the punches. So anything that they throw at us, we always find a solution. As of right now, the GoFundMe is fine. It did come under some fire originally, but we spoke with GoFundMe and we expressed what we were doing, and they found absolutely nothing wrong with it. So we continue to fundraise through that until that's no longer an option. But for right now, we haven't had any issues with GoFundMe as a company.
All right. Thank you so much, Ian. Have a good weekend. Thanks for continuing the fight.
Thank you for having me. Have a great weekend.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.